This episode of The Truth includes strong language and some mild sexual content. It's not intended for children.
I'm as strong as a bull on PCP. I can crush rocks with my bare hands. You come within 5 feet of me without a written invitation, I'll just break your neck with my fingertips alone.
You know I don't like you listening to this.
Best shape of my life. Benching 400 pounds at my home gym.
Mom.
6 hours a day. Never tire out.
Mom.
Cardio, whole thing. I only need to sleep for 90 minutes at a stretch.
Mom!
Can change my body temperature at will. What about you? Are you physically and mentally ready to stand up for what's yours when they come for your kids and force you to let refugees use your bathroom?
Please let's stop listening to this, okay?
So the doctor said
Mom?
To me, Jason, you're the strongest, healthiest man I've ever seen. Nothing gets you sick ever. What's your secret? I said, Doc, you're goddamn
Mom,
right.
Are you listening
and
to
this
me?
Is the secret
Mom.
Right here. This is the only thing you'll
Mom.
Ever need to take the rest of your life, Bronco. This is an antiviral brain pill. Yeah, I'm going to say that to you again. Let it sink right in. Antiviral brain pill. Now, what does that mean? It means it kills viruses.
Mom.
Every single one of them. Gives your immune system swollen, dick-sized
Mom,
turbo boost
to your
adrenaline rush. And it enhances your brain. Yeah. This is the super soldier pill right here. And this is what the deep state's afraid
okay,
of.
Okay, that's enough.
Put that back on right now. Abigail, God damn it.
How can you stomach this bullshit?
You know, I don't want to hear it, okay? Maybe if you had a better sense of humor.
He protested a vigil for a school shooting. How is that funny to you?
Why do you have to be so vicious? Do you know what it does to my insides? When you attack me like this? Do you want me to be sick?
No, Mom.
Then just be quiet and let me listen to what I want to listen to. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And that'd be fine with me.
I'll go get your dinner ready then.
And I don't want to hear another word about your brother's show, you hear me? Only one of my children to make something of themselves. Not another word.
Imagine having a brother like that guy, right? And I'm not talking political differences here. I mean, being closely related to, and in some ways accountable for, a person who always has to provoke, always has to outrage and divide other people, just so he can be the center of attention. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. And today's story is about a woman trying to save her ailing mother from the professional grievance machine. That is her own brother. And before we get started with today's episode, I just want to make a quick announcement. We are going to be taking a break for the month of May, and we will be back in June when we're going to help launch an all-new musical series called Newts. It's coming to our podcast June 1st. So get ready because the Newts are taking over the world.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Thankless.
That was good. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna go clean myself up. You need anything?
No. So what are you doing right now? I have like an hour before I have to be home. Do you want to go get a drink?
I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm a recovering addict.
Oh.
12 years sober.
Oh, good for you.
Is it okay?
Yeah, yes. Yes, I appreciate you being so upfront so soon.
Great.
As long as we're getting the worst of it out of the way now, my brother is Jason Kent.
Who's that?
The radio host? Maybe you haven't heard of him.
Jason Kent is your brother.
You're not a fan, are you?
No.
Oh, thank God. That would be a deal breaker.
My nephew was at Grover Cleveland Elementary.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
He wasn't hurt, thank God, but he was there. Your brother's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. I don't think this is gonna work out between us.
I don't need the FDA's approval. I don't need anyone's approval. I approve of myself. Because I could easily make $1 billion selling these on the open market.
I'm home.
But I'm bringing them to you, directly at cost, because I consider it my patriotic obligation to distribute these as cheaply and widely as possible. Because when that revolution comes, I want the super soldiers fighting on my side. Who dat it? Left freedom ready.
Hey!
I picked up the groceries.
Did you get my hand sanitizer?
Here.
That's not the one I like.
It's the one you told me to get.
No, I did not. This is too sticky.
You told me to get this one. Oh. How about I water it down for you?
Oh, you might as well just throw it out. I won't use it.
Why don't we try getting you out of bed today, huh? It's not too cold out, and we could take a walk just down to the stop sign and back.
I'm not feeling up to it.
It's good for you to get outside, and Jackie said that you should try and walk for a few minutes every day.
The stairs, Abigail. Jesus. Do you want me to break my hip?
How about you read a book?
I'm in too much pain to read a book. I can hardly focus my eyes. Get serious.
All right. Well, lie there, then. Maybe you'll feel better after you eat something. Do you want me to make tea?
Now just move up my pillow. My neck is killing me. Guess what? Your brother called.
Oh, yeah?
Wasn't that nice of him?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing is wrong.
Are you angry that I mentioned Jason?
No.
Yeah, when you pout like that, it makes you look heavy.
Coming up on the program, we're going to meet a woman who says she's not the star of her own life. And we're going to get to
Mrs. Schwartz, the doctor is ready to see you now.
Come on, Mom.
I have to go to the bathroom.
You can go when we're inside.
I don't think I can hold it.
Okay.
Oh.
Can you give us a minute, please? Come on. I have you.
Oh, wait. Ooh.
I know. Ooh. Just a step at a time. You got it. Ooh.
Abby, I really have to go.
We're almost there. Is anyone in there?
I can't hold it.
You're doing real good, Mom. Just one more second. There you go.
I bet you love this, don't you?
Well, it's more aggressive than we'd thought, which is the bad news. So I'm going to change your dosage for a few weeks. We'll see how you respond to that. There is a new treatment that's available. It looks very promising. It is technically still in trials, but it's had some incredible success in its clinical studies. And personally, I think it's a very good bet for you.
Does her insurance cover that?
First question out of her mouth.
Well, I can write you a letter, but it would probably be smart not to count on that, no. And I won't lie, it is an expensive treatment.
How expensive?
It can come to about $12,000 a month.
I'm sorry, a month?
Yeah.
$12,000 a month? How are we supposed to pay for that?
A home equity loan is probably a good choice for you. But keep in mind that it wouldn't replace your existing mortgage, so you'd be adding an extra lien on the property.
Could I take out a personal loan?
Oh, yeah, you could take a personal loan for medical expenses, absolutely. But it would be unsecured, meaning there's no collateral. It's basically backed just by your promise to repay, so the interest rates are higher.
How much higher?
Considerably higher.
What are my other options?
Honestly, that's probably the best one. Even with inflated interest, it would still work out to be a lot cheaper than just having all of those medical debts, you know?
I am already working 3 jobs. I just don't know how I'm gonna pay for this.
Okay, you could try crowdsourcing. That's a very popular way to cover costs like this.
You don't know my mother. I don't think there are going to be very many people who are going to be digging deep in their pockets to help her out.
Do you have a rich uncle?
Fuck it.
Be a woman told me my greatest favorite of the world be putting a bullet in my brain, is it? Come on now. Big sis? Don't pull my leg. Who is this really? Because last time I spoke, my big sis, let me see. Oh, yeah. That's when she was deposing against me at my own son's custody trial. Which one? By the way.
All right. All right. Yeah. I can see it was a mistake to call you.
Wait, don't hang up. How are you, Abigail? To what do I owe the pleasure?
Mom's sick.
What else is new?
No, she's actually sick this time. And we need help.
Sure, of course. Anything you need.
Thank you.
How bad is she?
Bad. And it's spreading.
You could have reached out to me sooner. That'd been nice.
So what's the next step here?
Well, Mom should be with me, no question.
No.
I have the money, I have the connection. She'll get the best care.
No.
She'd never have to stay in a hospital, Abby. Well, I'm talking home care, top of the line.
No.
Jesus. You know, I'm really not a bad guy. Fuck you. I'll admit, sometimes I go too far, okay? I am aware. It's just... You know, from my perspective, there's a lot of livelihoods depend on me holding my audience, a lot of families. And I've got to provide a certain level of spectacle or else they will unsubscribe. That's just the nature of the digital age. But I'm really not a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means a lot to me. Did you say it? You know? To say that I'm not a bad guy. Let me hear you say it.
Can I tell the doctor that your people will be in touch to work out the financials?
Sure. Jason and the rescue, right? Yeah, don't you worry about a thing. I'll get Mom exactly what she needs.
Abigail? Abigail? Abigail!
What?
The doorbell!
Thank you. Have a good day.
What is that?
I have no idea. It's addressed to you.
Oh, it's from your brother. Oh, my God. Brain pills.
Jason, you motherfucker.
And we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, these important messages that help make this show possible. And now back to Thankless.
Well, these numbers are amazing. T cells, hemoglobin, everything's improving. So, why don't we look happy?
You're telling me these fucking pills really work. I don't think I can handle that.
Well, no, they don't. They don't do anything, actually. But your mother thinks they do, and that's what counts. You know, it's just one of those mysteries of the human body, the power of belief.
Okay, I need for you to tell her that.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
She thinks they're a miracle cure.
Well, I mean, if they're changing her outlook, giving her more positivity...
She is taking them twice a day.
Well, there isn't really any harm in that. You know, supplemental to her continuing with her actual medication and, of course, the physical therapy. I mean, as far as I understand, it's pretty much just zinc. Hey, this is a good thing. Whatever works, right?
What are you doing? Mom! Are you flushing your chemo? Mom, this is your medicine. Are you crazy?
You call this medicine? I call it poison.
Stop! Stop!
I am done with all this. I am done with being sick, and I am done with you walking around like you're the queen of the castle.
Oh, Mom.
Don't think I can't see right through you.
What?
You're not locking me away like a dog anymore just so that I'll have to lick your hand in gratitude whenever you feed me.
Okay, let's just take a deep breath.
After everything you took from me.
Took from you?
I used to be beautiful. I used to go out with people and have fun and laugh. Now look at me. Look what you have did.
You nasty, vicious troll. You think I wake up every day praying I get to wipe your ass again? I have given up my whole life for you.
What life?
You will take the medicine your doctor prescribed for you, you crazy bitch.
Make me.
Can I help you?
I'm with the Department of Social Services. Does Kathy Schwartz live here?
Yes. Why? What is this about?
Can I speak to her, please?
She's in bed right now. She's not well.
Her! She's the one.
Are you Mrs. Schwartz?
This is the one I called about. She's the one that's keeping me prisoner here.
Mom!
She's been feeding me rat poison and locking me in my bedroom. And she's stealing my money.
I'm her daughter.
I don't have a daughter.
That is not true. I am her daughter.
I have a son, but this is... Witch won't let me even see him.
Okay. I'm her daughter.
Okay. Ma'am, let's calm down and sort this out.
You have to get me away from here.
Mom.
She's trying to kill me.
Sometimes things work out. I want to tell you an American success story about a hero who fought her way out of the Matrix and got herself well. Now, this one hits kind of close to home, because it happens to be about my very own dear mother. 6 months ago, this woman was at death's door, just another victim of the medical industrial complex's scheme to convince us all we're unwell so they can harvest our organs to the International Brotherhood of Child Molesters. And now? Oh, now she's living with me. And let me tell you something, I can barely keep up with her. She's at home even as we speak painting my house. I said, Mom, that is unnecessary. But she was done first coat before we even got up this morning. And I get up early. This woman has unstoppable energy. She's walking 16 miles a day. She's doing calisthenics, taekwondo, Krav Maga. She's taking up kickboxing next. Perfect health. All because she chose to stop being the victim. Because there are basically two types of people in this world, ladies and gentlemen. The ones who stand on the slaughterhouse line waiting their turn for a bolt between the eyes, and us. Now, let me tell you another story. Sad one, this time. And this one's about a different woman. Woman who dreamed whatever dream they told her to. College education, house in the suburbs, car with good gas mileage, friendly on the quote-unquote environment. Where is she now? Choking to death on her own debt. Chained for life to a useless college degree she'll never pay off. Working one crap job after another to give back to a system that broke her. And then continues to feed her the lie that it all means something. Which it most certainly does not. It's a woman who never stopped playing the victim. And when push came to shove, she couldn't even help her own mother in her hour of need. Yeah, I'm talking about my sister. And you know, I cry for her at night sometimes. Yeah, I really do. Because she is to me what so many other Americans have become in this failed generation. Just another loser.
Abigail?
Philip.
Hi.
Hi.
How do we do this? Should we hug? Should we shake hands? What do
you... Oh, okay.
Should we sit?
Yeah, thanks.
I hope you don't mind. I ordered a drink already. I'm just a little nervous.
Oh, that's okay.
So do you meet a lot of people on these apps?
Well, not a lot, but I'm trying to put myself out there more these days, you know. How about you?
Me? Well... I'm sorry, I'm trying to think of something funny and self-deprecating to say that'll break the ice, but I am drawing a blank.
Well, I think that this counts.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you. That's a relief.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, I worked at the Safari Park off Exit 16 for 11 years before they closed. Not my fault. Now I just kind of... now I just freelance and I sell things online and I... Sorry, do you need to grab that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that I should take this.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry. No, 1 second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Abigail Schwartz?
Yes.
Hi, your mother's in Memorial Hospital. She was brought here. She collapsed and couldn't breathe, so they've now admitted her.
Who is this?
My name's Tim, ma'am. I'm one of your brother's interns.
Where is my brother?
I don't know. I'm new, but I think he's very busy right now.
Put him on the phone.
He's really tied up.
No, put him on the phone right now, goddammit.
I don't think I can. He's busy and, he does want me to tell you one thing, which is, that bitch is crazy. And that...
Big sis.
She's all yours, big sis.
You must love this.
What are all these scrambled eggs still doing on your plate? The nurse says you're not eating.
Your brother's a pig.
I know. Come on, let's eat something.
He kept me alone every day. He wouldn't help me or clean me or walk with me. I have bed sores, Abby.
You're here now.
I want to love you, Abigail. I really do. I mean, you're just a disappointment.
So are you, Mom. Now eat.
I'm really sick, aren't I?
Yes.
Oh, shit. This world is a nightmare. I should just curl up and die and be with your father and be done with it.
Eat your eggs, you crazy bitch. There you go. You want a little apple juice? No. You're doing good, Mom. You're doing real good.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is The Truth Fiction. Thankless was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It's performed by Monica Weitsch, PJ Sosco, Jamie Newell, Max Brand, Lewis Kornfeld, Alexis Lambright, Brian Morbido, Evan Barden, Liz Limecooler, and TJ Mannix. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. We're taking a break from new stories for the month of May, but at the beginning of June, we're helping launch a new series called Newts. So get ready for that. Our associate producer is Cadence Bandabura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.